In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. I'd like to ask you a question for children to hear, for mom and dad to listen, and for grandparents to also learn. Do you want to be happy and joyful? Do you wish to be fulfilled? If you do, you need to do something about it. You have to cultivate, make a good Christian home, let alone Orthodox Christian home. One of the most famous story told by Jesus is the parable of a farmer who went to sow his seed. And we just heard what happened to these seed. And Jesus explained to what happened to these seeds. And what are the message we are to receive from this seed? And I will repeat the gospel. There are 4 or 5 kinds of ground. The one along the path are those who have heard. Then the devil comes and take away the word from their heart that they may not be saved and believe. Simple. The second, the one that fall on the rock are those who, when they hear the word and they receive it with joy, but these have no roots. They believe for a while and in time of temptation fall away. The third kind are the one that fell among the thorn. Are those who hear, but they go on their way and they are choked by the cares and riches and pleasures of life. They're too busy. And their fruit does not mature. But the good seed that fell on good soil, there are those who hear the word, hold it fast in an honest and good heart, and they bring good fruit in time, in patience. My dearly beloved, I've been with you for 45 years, and I've seen many great children that are raised in this church, and many good family that makes the roots and build the strength of this church. The question, how do we cultivate a good ground? That means our heart. And the seed is the word of God that will produce a crops. And here are the crops. A crops of peace, joy, love and faith and respect in our home. Number one is to remove the seeds of always arguing. If you're constantly arguing in your home, you kill the mood and nobody wants to be around you. Well, if you want to have peace, you need to remove the seed of arguing and fighting all the time. We can only place the seed of respect when we remove the seed of disrespect. Simple. We can only place the seeds of compassion when we remove the seeds of indifferent, you care less. My dearly beloved, we became good as the seed in everything we receive when we practice what we preach. If you're constantly discussing the first subject and the only subject at home, and there's no more new subject, you kill the discussion. And if one of you always right and the other is always wrong, you kill the discussion. Marriage takes work. It's hard. It has its own challenge. Our life can only change when our heart changes. That means when our spirituality takes roots in our heart. Every time I am called to bless a home or a business, I always take with me an icon of Christ Jesus or the Virgin Mary and the saint, not to add decoration to the house. You have enough decoration. Not to add elegance to your house. Your house is already elegant. But to remind you, every time you look at this icon, that you are redeemed and loved beyond measure. You are to remind you that it's time to pray and time to be holy. And that's what makes our home holy. A holy church. Your home is no different than this church. It's your own temple. My dearly beloved, when we esteem one another, respecting one another, even when we disagree, and disagreement in the life of marriage is plenty, plenty. You have disagreement and discussion, but you can answer this disagreement and discussion what St. Paul says. Let everything you do, even when you're angry and you're disrespectful and disagreeing, be done in love. That means not in a malicious way. We have become a society that live in bigger and bigger homes, but has less and less family and friends interaction. Think about it. We become a society that we build the most modern and bigger kitchen, but eat out most of the time. Children eat by themselves, father eat by themselves, mother eat by themselves. We have created the most elegant guest room, but we don't invite any guests. And no one's there to be invited. Why? Why? God has placed in each and every one of you a seed. And this seed must become an oak tree. An oak tree. An Orthodox Christian home should not become a hotel or a motel just to sleep, but a place to praise, a place to give thanks to God. A good home and a peaceful home is part of heaven. But this thing takes work. It takes effort. We are to cultivate hope. Hope. That no matter what happened and what you're going through, you are not alone. But God always with you. I read an author by name John Westfall who said, for many people, it's a lot easier to be hopeless, than to be hopeful. He continued on to say, we become a society that avoids suffering. We settle for shallow, sterile lives. We pick the path of least resistance rather than choosing the rocky road. What are the rocky road? Rocky road of patience, perseverance. We gladly settle for personality and lifestyle that is murky rather than choosing a character. And we even take wishful thinking over authentic hope. We rather took wishful thinking rather authentic hope. Here is the answer. There is a strong link between hope and patience. The scripture tells us, if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait patiently for it, and the Lord never disappoints us. God gave you a heart. Cultivate that heart. Use that heart. Bless with the heart. And pray with your heart, and you will always be joyful. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God.